Welcome to the December 2nd, 2012 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. It was a great program. Get to it in just a second. First, two free reports for you. Haven't given out these sites in quite a bit. Here it is, freehomedefense.com. Freehomedefense.com. Learn how to make your home safe. Freehomedefense.com. Freehomedefense.com. Next one is how to get a concealed carry permit.com. How to get a concealed carry permit.com. Regardless of what state you live in, the form will automatically populate based on your IP address and give you the information that you need to get a concealed carry permit in your state. They're free. Go get them. Have a great time. Enjoy the program. I'll see you on the radio.
To you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Coaches are offering concealed weapons training. Just outside of you, Columbus, Ohio. Gotta love that. 30 miles north of you. And this is excerpted from The Daily. This is an excerpt from The Daily. Salvation isn't automatic, but it might be semi-automatic. That should be the quote of the day. And I continue quoting here from churches offering concealed weapons training. This is from November 25th. In an effort to increase membership, a number of U.S. churches, including the Church of Christ congregation in this rural village 30 miles north of Columbus, are offering an unconventional public service concealed weapons training. Quote, church has done a good job with coffee clutches or whatever, but we haven't really reached out to guys, said Jeff Copley, a preacher at the church. And guys in Morrow country, they shoot and they hunt. Congratulations to you outside Columbus, Ohio. That's fun stuff. Maybe we'll see if we can't get him on Armed American Radio. Shanto, my sidekick.
Yes.
Are you on the air? Is your mic live?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You doing okay? Who do we have? We have a lot of folks joining us for the roundtable today, and I would want to check with you and make sure we have everybody ready to go.
We have David and we have Rob.
We have Rob. Let's go to Rob first. Rob Pincus, welcome back. This is the roundtable, brother. This is a fun hour.
This is it, man. Everybody gets to relax. And the last couple times we've done this, we've been in the same room. So now we get to cover a couple of where were you at? I don't even know where I am. I'm in Florida. You're in Georgia, right?
Yeah, what part of Florida are you in?
I don't know. I'm in Orlando for SWAT Roundup. So I was in Lake Mary up at Gander Mountain. Now
right,
I'm down
okay.
SWAT Roundup in Orlando. And then I'm going back up to Lake Mary on Tuesday to do some video work for Personal Defense Network.
And there you go.
Nice.
Speaking of video work, I know that last week while I was out of the country, you were talking a little bit about the counter-ambush training DVDs and package that we've put together with USCCA.
You're reading my mind. Go ahead and push that right now.
Well, the feedback has been amazing, just great, great feedback. And several people told me they heard about it first here on Armed American Radio. And, of course, Tim Schmidt and his team at USCCA are telling everybody about it. You mentioned earlier in the show with Amari Broussard about how he kind of learned about the combat
right.
rifle shooting program virtually by reading the book back, 2005, 2006 era.
As I did.
Now people can actually take the first home study course I've ever put together and designed by getting involved in this counter ambush training package to help get them ready for how they're going to train for concealed carry firearms training, concealed carry tactics, concealed carry aftermath of dealing with the fight, everything that relates to the actual shooting programs we do. People can now prepare for ahead of time and understand the logic and the how and the why we train the way we do. By reading the book, watching the DVDs, and then doing the workbook exercise, and eventually taking the online test. So I'm really excited about that program.
Where can people go to pick that up? Because there are two. Let me say, you don't have to get the full boat. You can get the 5-DVD set, or you can get the 5-DVD set and the training class and the certificate, correct? It's two separate packages, but the same discs.
Right, same five. So the lectures we taped earlier in the year, those are five approximately one-hour-long lectures relating to a bunch of different topics that affect the way people train, the way they should be training for personal defense. And then in addition to that, I've written a new book, which is not going to be available until the end of the year, but you can get it as part of this home study package right away with the five DVDs, with an audio version of what you hear in the DVDs for extra study when you can't be in front of a screen, plus a home study workbook that we created with exercises that personalize all the counter-ambush training information to your individual lifestyle, your individual budget, your individual time constraints for training, all those things. And then once you complete your study work, then you go in and take an online test. And if you pass that test with a 90% or above, you actually get a successful certificate of completion for the counter-ambush home study course.
And where can people get it again one more time?
The best place to go is right to the U.S. Concealed Carry website, and they'll find it there in the store, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. You can also find out information at my Facebook sites and everywhere else that I'm putting out information, including my blog and the ICE Training Company newsletter.
Perfect. Rob Pincus on Facebook, and head over to usconcealedcarry.com, usconcealedcarry.com, and pick that up. It's great stuff. I'm proud to say that I have one of the first five sets that came in. I just happened to be at the office and in the warehouse when those sets originally arrived. So I have one of the original ones. In fact, you saw it in my trunk, I think, when I was in St. Augustine with you just a few weeks ago.
I got a set. I did.
I actually brought it with me to make sure that you had seen it. That's how fresh that set was. So
very cool.
David Kodria. Boy, I've got a number of things I want to talk with you about today. Very disturbing case in New York State. We've got 5 minutes before the break. Can you enlighten us to the importance of this case?
Well, essentially what's happened is that somehow or other the word bear arms has been dropped from the Second Amendment. According to a three-judge New York panel, the Second Circuit, the case is Kachalski versus Westchester. And the thing is, Mark, the three judges, basically they've said that now you have to provide cause in New York in order to get a permit. There's not going to be shall issue. And the thing that I looked at different, because everybody was reporting on it, and I always try to look for the different hook, the different angle on it, and I took a look at the three judges. And two of them are appointed, one was appointed by Clinton. Another one was appointed by Obama. The third one appointed by Bush was a fan of Sotomayor. The one judge is a fan of Daniel Patrick Moynihan. This is the guy who wanted to put a 10,000% tax on hollow tip bullets.
Right.
Another guy is an award winner from Columbia University, a big liberal award that also gave an award to Judge Jack B. Weinstein of the U.S. District Court, who's a Bloomberg ally, who
right.
has a long history of judicial assaults on the firearms industry, as well as some past corporate sponsors like Sara Lee and Ben & Jerry's and Levi Strauss, all companies with firm anti-gun histories. And so this was essentially no surprise that this three-judge panel would rule the way that they did. My big concern is, unless another case comes along to create a conflict, will the Supreme Court hear it and overturn it? And all the Supreme Court really has to do, and the danger we have when laws are ruled on like this, is that all the Supreme Court has to do is not hear it on appeal, and it pretty much stands.
It's done.
So,
it sets precedent. Let's make that very clear. And what I want to do is point out, I don't know if you heard my opening segments in the first hour, but when I get an email or comments from a liberal lapdog supporter of the Second Amendment who accuses me of hating Obama, and he went on a little rant here, and I love reading the stuff. I had fun with it. But when he says to me in the email, as to gun grabbing, just another dog whistle those of your ilk like tossing about, you pretty much well lock yourself into only one paranoid side of the gun issue. And he refers to me that Obama, he says, you accuse him of being a, quote, gun-hating president, and yet there has been no evidence of that in his previous 4 years. And of course, I hear in the same sentence, and I might remind you to the contrary, he in fact signed into law the ability to carry in national parks. We hear this garbage. Might I remind you, David, when you see what these judges just did in New York, one of them being an Obama nominee, and you see Kagan and Sotomayor, he's done nothing in 4 years. Of course, this is nothing but liberal talking points being regurgitated. You see how vitally important it is.
Yeah, and you see the multiple gun reporting rule in the four Southwest right. border states. You see the M1 Garand import fiasco that happened there. And, of course, we see Fast and Furious, and we see Obama saying during the debates that he wants to reinstitute the semi-auto ban and also go after so-called cheap handguns. So, you know, these people that like to dream and say that, you know, somehow or other, we hate the president. No.
We hate the policy. We oppose the policy. We oppose the policy. Make that very clear. And let's define cheap handgun. How about 250,000 being rich? Cheap handgun, 250,000 is rich. In other words, they can define it any way they want.
Yeah,
cheap handgun. What's cheap to you might be very expensive to someone else and vice versa. So we'll leave it at that.
And
I won't harp on that again.
The thing about the $250,000, you know, I never understood why there wasn't a tax code that took into account the cost of living in the area. Because I got to tell you, if you're making $250,000 in, you know, some rural area in Kentucky, you're going to live a very different lifestyle than somebody who's making $250,000 and living in the heart of Manhattan, where, you know, good luck getting a place that you can afford to live in.
Absolutely correct. David, I appreciate your insight. We're going to be taking a break here in just a second. You have some Fast and Furious, some breaking news on Fast and Furious. We'll get into that later in the roundtable before the hour closes out. In the meantime, we've got Rob. Who do we have coming up next? I'll let you run with that one.
Ken Murray, author of Training at the Speed of Life, one of the foremost experts in reality-based training. And he's got this great concept about the seven aspects of survival that people need to be prepared for. And it's part of a new piece of work he's doing.
Rob, I need you to stop right there, brother. Going to have to cut you. I don't know if you can hear the feed, but Ken Murray will be here right after this. More on the Armed American Radio Network.
Handguns Magazine calls it pocket thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is pocket thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms@KAHR.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new TaxLide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The TaxLide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the TaxLide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Speaking of guns you might want to buy or sell, and not that you want to sell, but you want to buy. But I just got a new KSG shotgun from Kel-Tec and a PMR 30. Ooh. They're hot. Particularly that PMR 30. The KSG is just, it's beautiful. We'll discuss that in a future show. Great, great home defense shotgun. But that PMR 30. Sean, you would like that PMR 30.
Yes.
Gotta love 30 rounds of 22 Magnum in a pistol. Talk about a great backup gun. Hey, I don't have a problem carrying that gun for self-defense as a primary.
Now, what was the shotgun? I'm sorry, I was on the phone.
The KSG. KSG. That's 14 rounds plus one in the pipe.
Nice.
In a bullpup style design shotgun. It is beautiful. You can check it out at Kel-Tec-weapons.com. Kel-Tec-weapons.com and check out that KSG. In fact, it'll hit you. As soon as you get to the website, boom, there it is.
I'm on KSG. My way.
It growls at you.
Really?
It's beautiful.
See, I'm a shotgun man. So.
Yeah, there's nothing better for home defense, is there?
Absolutely.
Rob Pincus, famed trainer, good friend. How you doing, my man?
Good. Good to be here.
Before you go farther, I do trust you on those breaks. I just didn't know if you could hear the feed, okay?
I knew I was close. That's all right. At the end of the day, we put out the tease that Ken Murray is. You have Ken Murray on the line? Is he here with us?
We do. Go ahead.
Ken Murray here.
Ken, glad to be here, Ken. Mark, just to bring you and everybody else up to speed, Ken and I were having dinner tonight. Good friend of mine. We've worked together on a lot of projects before. Of course, he's contributed to the new book we were just talking about. One of the appendices is written by Ken in the counter-ambush training. He's been part of the training logbook project, and we've been friends forever. And he was telling me about a concept he's got for the seven aspects of survival in the aftermath of a personal offense incident. I thought, you know what, we've got time on the round table tonight. Let's get Ken to come in and talk about it. So with that, Ken?
Yeah, I'm delighted to be here as things continue to move along in my world. As you know, Rob, most of my training over the number of years has been dedicated to military and law enforcement groups. Just listening to the little bit of the last segment as I called in, I hearkened back to a number of years ago. I'm actually a Canadian who had to flee a country that, in my mind, has draconian gun laws at a time when myself and my colleague, who founded a company called Simunition,
right,
which is, for those who don't know what it is out there, it's basically paintball out of real guns. We had licenses to be able to have some of the the more sophisticated weaponry, but the rules and regulations that exist in Canada to be able to have access to these things are just ridiculous. And sadly, I see things going in that direction in this country, despite the what seems to be a resurgence in personal firearms ownership and the desire to take care of one's own personal safety. It's not something I've ever believed that you could abdicate. You must advocate, but not abdicate. And in Canada, you've got to give all of that over to local law enforcement and say, you're here to protect me. You're not allowed to protect yourself. And I'm just not a fan of that. So I left for a place where I could protect myself and carry a gun every day. And
good for you.
Just love organizations such as yours and radio shows Patriots that are behind this digging in on the Second Amendment, because it's just so important, coming from a guy who didn't have the benefit of that in my country.
It's amazing how people, you know, I opened up the show reading an email from a listener who happens to be a U.S. concealed carry member that basically called me I'm a paranoid wacko, essentially, is what he said. Meanwhile, he's a gun owner, and off he went on me being a paranoid wacko, that Obama hasn't done anything, he's no threat, this type of thing, and I live in a world of conservative talk radio hosts and don't know anything about an honest day's pay. You know, he owns the honest day's work and all that garbage and crap. So we went ahead and responded. I wish you were here in the first segment to have had that conversation with Hal in Eugene, Oregon. Hal, if you're still listening, if you can stomach talk radio for 3 hours, I hope you heard that.
Well,
because
and
those are threats
Hal,
we face.
Reaching out to you, when I was a boy in Canada, you could get firearms through the mail. There was a lot of talk in government circles about stopping private firearms ownership, but they hadn't done anything yet.
Right, right.
So the fact that the talk is there, there are definitely agendas on and below the table that are moving in the direction of personal disarmament, with the UN proposal that is floating around out there that didn't have the support in the Senate, but certainly has the support of Obama,
right,
to limit personal firearms ownership. These are very real dangers to people who want to have the right to own and peacefully carry arms. I don't carry a gun because I'm a paranoid wacko. I carry a gun not to get in a fight, but because I want to be left alone by those that are looking for a fight. And one of the things that I do see out there, and this is kind of the impetus for Rob suggesting, you know, maybe I should come in and start talking about a few of these things. You know, you can't turn on the news today without looking at somebody getting into a shooting. Now, that in Canada, you don't see these things, and there are those who would argue, see, their gun laws must be working because you don't have all of this gun on gun violence. Well, it's not working. You still have extreme levels of aggravated assault. It's just the good people don't have the means with which to defend themselves.
Right, right. In other words, crime still occurs throughout Canada. Is that right?
Well, crime still occurs in any industrialized nation. If you get a chance, pick up Dave Grossman's book on killing and on combat. Two absolute seminal reads. Again, much more known in the military and law enforcement circles. In fact, Dave is known for his Bulletproof Mind seminars. He's on the road about 300 days a year teaching them to the military and law enforcement communities, and is only now branching out into the civilian realm. So keep an eye out for that seminar, Bulletproof Mind, and some of his books. He wrote a book with Gloria DiGaetano called Stop Teaching Our Kids to Kill, which looked at the effect of media violence and video game violence on certain segments of society. Just because you play video games doesn't mean you're going to be a lunatic. Just because you watch television and violent movies doesn't mean that you're going to be a lunatic. But there is a definite noticeable erosion of what Dave Grossman calls the violence immune system that we have. And in any nation where these things have come into being, you see the aggravated assault rate go up. And one of the things Dave talks with some very good statistics about is noticing that some people will say, well, look at Canada, their murder rate is way down. Well, the murder rate is down, but the aggravated assault rate is not. The people trying to kill people rate is up just like ours is. And it's just that we've got amazing medical technology that would save you where in times gone by they just wouldn't save you.
Well, we're also a country of 310+ million people. A little bit bigger than Canada. Hey, Ken, I need you to hang on to that thought. When we come back from the break, you and Rob and I will discuss with the listeners your seven things that people need to be prepared for in regard to personal defense after the break. And then in the final segment, we want to talk about Fast and Furious. We've got some breaking news quickly with David Kodria. Back after this here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Back indeed. I'm always talking about returning back from the breaks, about what great conversations we're having in between the breaks I wish you could participate in. This entire program, we've had none. Absolutely none. Sean's been very busy. We have a lot going on. Thank you to those of you who have called in. We just don't have time to get to those calls. You'll notice we don't solicit phone calls for the most part on the air. If you call in, we will do our level best to put you on the air, but it just breaks up if we're not seeking those calls. We can't answer a holster question, for example, or a CCW question for somebody from Ohio in the midst of another conversation when we're so short on time for the guests that we have, even though it's a three-hour show. But thank you very much. I plan and intend, much to Sean's dismay, opening up a couple of shows in its entirety, for you to call into the broadcast. We'll give you plenty of notice on that. See, we're already getting...
No.
Yeah, Sean's saying no. Maybe Sean can take a break and we'll have somebody else in when we do that. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. Ken Murray, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Oh, thanks, Mark. Doing well.
Rob Pincus, how are you, my friend?
Great, great. Enjoy having a lot of great people on the show tonight. It's cool. It's a lot of times we have a lot of guests and then it's just you and I and both work out really well.
Yeah, it's always fun to do. I want to point out there's a story that we were discussing with David Cody very, very quickly, and that was the New York case. And we will get back to that briefly before the end of the show. It's very, very important that listeners understand specifically what that panel said. And we were rudely interrupted yet again by another break that we butted up against with David. But, Ken, before we do that, I've got to find out from you, what are the seven things we need to know?
Well, there's a couple of things. If any student of basic psychology is aware of Abraham Maslow and the human hierarchy of needs, physiological safety, love, esteem, self-actualization, and it's kind of a pyramid. We go up from there. You breathing is number one. If you can't breathe, nothing else matters. And then it's actually after physiological we go to safety. Well, there, I believe in personal safety, we've got a hierarchy as well, and physical is number one. If we get into a fight and we don't win the physical fight, nothing else matters. But when you start looking at some of the things that are going on around the country, where the Trayvon Martin case, you've got the Michael David Dunn case, most recently in the Atlanta area, or in
Jacksonville,
Florida,
right?
And you've got the Minnesota Byron David Smith now with the two teens that broke into his place over Thanksgiving. Well, there are situations where, yes, we need to win these physical fights, but with the seven survivals, if we just win the physical fight and we don't survive psychologically and emotionally, or we don't survive legally, or we don't survive professionally and intellectually, or socially, or spiritually and morally, ultimately financially, then we're one-shot disposable people. And while it's an interesting act of braggadocio to say, well, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, well, would you? You ever been judged by 12? You know, do you want to be in George Zimmerman's hideout apartment right now? You know, these are the types of things that we need to, when we're training for these events, we can't just spend all of our time learning how to shoot something. We've got to spend time reading the books and going to the classes and listening to programs like this and joining organizations and getting into chat rooms and talking to people who've gone where we've gone or who have gone where we may not want to go. You know, ultimately, there's four things you can do in any situation. You can talk, you can fight, you can shoot, you can leave. Leaving, quite often, being the smart choice. But if you have to fight, if you have to shoot, if you have to talk, do you have skills in any of these areas also? Are you going to become an emotional basket case? There was a Canadian mounted police officer that got into a dust-up with one of his prisoners in a small cell in a remote community in Alberta, Canada. And the guy grabbed his gun. He got his gun back. He shot this guy twice. Boom, boom, was about the cadence of the fire. And basically legally correct in what he did, but he didn't know how to tell the story. He didn't understand the emotional and psychological consequences. He was ultimately convicted on a third trial of criminal use of a firearm and manslaughter. So
So he won physically, but lost psychologically and emotionally, lost legally, lost his income, lost his profession. The community was against him, and he was a broken man. So these are things that I think are the understated things that we must, to be a balanced person who's going to take control of their own safety and to protect their families. If we're not addressing these as much as we're addressing what holster to buy and what ammo to put in our guns, we're lost if we don't consider these things.
Yeah, absolutely we are. And, you know, I have to take this here. Not get in the situation in the first place.
Yeah.
Don't walk into a situation. Let's take that Dunn case, for example. I read something earlier on the program, of the press reports, that just kills me how it has striking similarities to Trayvon. It has nothing to do with Trayvon Martin. There isn't one thing similar about this case from everything that I've read so far. But this is the reporter, you know, black, white. That's a striking similarity to the reporter. Maybe that reporter is shallow enough that that's all he sees is the race of the individuals involved. The fact of the matter is that Dunn is invoking stand your ground doesn't mean he has a stand your ground case. From what I've seen here, I don't have a problem talking about this. This guy's in trouble, and from what I've seen so far, looks like he well deserves to be at this point in time. I don't think you're going to see any slack cut on this case. He should have walked inside the convenience store. Really? Loud music? 9 shots?
Yeah.
Rob, what do? You walk away, don't you? Have we lost Rob? Is he still there?
No, I'm here. Yeah, absolutely. We've talked about this stuff a lot. You know that I don't like to comment before we have all the details in, but it sure sounds like, based on what I'm hearing, what I'm reading and people are talking about on the internet, that this guy made every mistake, looked for a confrontation, and, you know, he says he saw a gun, and at that point, then if you have to defend yourself, you have to defend yourself, but you didn't have to go over there and cause a problem in the convenience store parking lot in the first place.
No, and I want to point out as well, too, that when that automobile was stopped, there were no guns in that car. So this is not boding well for Mr. Dunn outside of Jacksonville, Florida. Ken, what can we do? We've got about 3 minutes left before we're going to have to end the segment. What can we do?
Well, I think it needs to start with understanding that a gun in your hand may cause you to do some things you shouldn't and stop you from doing some things that you should. So as a big proponent of carrying a firearm wherever I legally can, I've over the years started to take it upon myself to read as much as I can. The psychological aspects of dangerous encounters is a big deal. When I first got into this, Dave Grossman's book, again, on killing was a real seminal work for me, and it added a component to the stuff that I was really doing, because I had problems with the whole justification versus necessity thing. I always thought, you know, if you're justified in shooting somebody, especially in a law enforcement situation, why aren't you? And then I discovered there were countless cases of people that I truly respect. Stone, you know, they've been in some very difficult situations, and they've shot a lot of people in military situations. And ask them, are there situations when you've been justified in shooting somebody and did not? And they said, absolutely. Justification and necessity are two huge different things.
Right.
And you need both of them. So going to the bulletproof mind things, starting to learn that, getting into some sort of reality-based training where you can actually start getting into realistic situations with qualified people that know how to do this. My book, Training the Speed of Life, is a primer on that sort of thing, and we hope to be able to start working towards some more skill-based stuff, taking shooting courses from people like Rob that reading his combat-focused stuff. He's got a brand-new book coming out on counter-ambush, which is just brilliant, brilliant work. So read, go, do, take the classes.
Learn. That's the key word. And use common sense when you're out on the street. Ken Murray, thank you very much. Again, this will not be your only appearance on the show. Enjoyed having you. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Pincus will be here. David Kodria will be here. And we will continue the discussion on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll also give out your book as well. Be back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back. I appreciate you joining us, joining me. For Armed American Radio. Always fun to spend this time with you. Believe me, always a great time. We're going to move very, very quickly together through this segment. We have a couple of things to cover, and we're going to have to do it in rapid fire. First, we were talking earlier about the Federal Court of Appeals up in New York, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, to be specific. And I want to quote from my good friend, Ed Stone, former president of GeorgiaCarry.org, and one the very first guest on this program a number of years ago, by the way, from his Examiner, Gun Rights Examiner column. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals has handed a defeat to prominent constitutional attorney Alan Gura, who was challenging New York's requirement that applicants for a license to carry demonstrate a special need for the license. Excuse me, I'm burping here. That was Chris Matthews, by the way.
That's funny.
The court opinion, which can be read in its entirety, finds that outside the home, pay very close attention, in public, the right to bear arms is subject to intermediate scrutiny, and New York's denial of licenses to persons who cannot demonstrate a particular immediate threat to their lives and safety is a reasonable restriction that is substantially related to a compelling government interest. Government interest. Your denial. The government denying you your Second Amendment right outside your home. Government interest. Hear me carefully. The court gave two examples by analogy of conduct that is constitutionally protected inside the home but not permitted outside the home: possession of obscene materials and homosexual sodomy, which gives you some idea of the distaste with which these particular three federal appellate judges on this panel view the act of carrying a weapon in public. Ed Stone, Gun Rights Examiner, go find it, look it up, you're smart. You can find it. Read it. This is incredibly important. And we have also some fast and furious breaking news. David, I have to ask you to go rapid fire. We've got about 4 minutes, and I still need to get back to Rob.
Okay. Well, Chuck Grassley wrote to Eric Holder basically saying, hey, what the heck is going on here with this Columbus, New Mexico case where you have these city officials, including the police chief, pleading guilty on, you know, their gun trafficking scheme to Mexico, and you have the police chief as a longtime friend of the husband of the U.S. attorney who has been indicted for leaking wiretap information to this guy. And Grassley wants to know, hey, how the heck did this guy get a hold of, you know, this kind of information to pass on? And what's this, you know, the U.S. attorney still a prosecutor. We want answers on this. And, you know, going further into the Columbus case, there was an ATF agent who worked on the Columbus case. He was central to the scheme, and he also testified in a pretrial testimony on the Reese case. This is that New Mexico family of gun dealers that we talked about before on Armed American Radio. And this guy basically testified in court because the defense wanted to bring up Fast and Furious and said, no, there's no Fast and Furious connection. There never has been a Fast and Furious connection. But 2 years before, this team that he was supposedly a part of had found out that, in fact, these Columbus characters were getting guns from Avila, the central character in the Fast and Furious case, who the guns that he straw purchased were found at the Brian Terry murder scene. So I just posted on that today on DavidCodry.com. And basically, I want to know, essentially, Mr. Agent, what was it when you testified that there was absolutely no Fast and Furious connection in New Mexico? Didn't you know about this if you were a central part of the team? What's going on?
It's called, what would they refer to it as, plausible deniability?
Something like that.
Yeah, it might fit.
I hope to get some answers on that.
Yeah, well, he'll probably wind up in Iraq, and we won't get those answers. David, thanks for your input, as usual. I appreciate you joining us here on the Armed American Radio every single week. Now, DavidCodria.com and thewaronguns.com, correct, David? Anything else anybody needs to know?
Just that I really enjoyed hearing Ken. Please have him back. And, Sean, notwithstanding your objections, I look forward to a call-in show at some point in time. Getting things out of the blue keeps us on our toes, and it makes us be as good as we can be.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The only problem with that is when you have 30 people do it all at the same time.
The only one there. I got to give me. We don't have any other screeners there. David, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. A whole new slate of topics will be on the table, I promise you. Rob Pincus.
I am here. Great show. Appreciate you having some of my friends on and getting all that great information from those guys. You know, Ken Murray is a wealth of information. He's
great
to work with. We're doing a DVD together on Tuesday. Of course, he's doing a lot of work now in the private sector, which he really hasn't done. Most of the work he's done, that's the reason he may not be a household name to a lot of people, is he's done most of his work in the military and law enforcement fields. But now he's, you mentioned some stuff with Dave Grossman. Of course, Dave Grossman graciously wrote the foreword to my new book, and he's good friends with Ken Murray also, and they're going to be bringing some great stuff to the private sector together in 2013. Lots and lots of good stuff going on with him and Amari Broussard at 10X Defense also.
As you well know, there's nobody better than Grossman. He's been a guest on the show a number of times. Heck, it's how Shonto got his new nickname.
That's right.
It was from Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman.
Yep.
I would like to have, and I think we should probably look into this, Sean, is having Grossman and Murray back on together.
Ooh.
Would be a dynamite program with Rob. Rob, your new DVD, Counter Ambush, it's dynamite stuff. I've seen one of the first copies that ever that hit the warehouse. Where can people get it?
Go to concealedcarry.com. Go to the U.S. Concealed Carry Association and get that directly from them, or you know, take a look at that whole home study package. And if anyone is interested in any of the other DVDs, of course, most of the DVDs from Personal Defense Network series that I've done that are at the icestore.us website, my online store, we're running a 20% discount all the way through Christmas on any of those DVDs with the code ICEXMAS.
So Say that one more time. ICEXMAS.
20% all DVDs through Christmas over there.
They can also head over to armedamericandvdoffer.com. So there's a lot of places you can find Rob's material. It's great stuff. Believe me, it's not something. It's great. It's put it under the tree. Buy it for yourself. Buy it for a loved one. You'll enjoy it. Rob, thank you very much for joining the program this week. Remember, you're in Orlando. That's where you are. He's been all over the world over the past week.
I am in Orlando. I'm in Orlando for at least 24 more hours. Glad to be here. I think it's like the seventh year I've been down here at this event. Always a great group of guys and obviously good instructors I'll be working with as well.
Well, I appreciate your time very much. And ladies and gentlemen, Rob Pincus. I'll actually be, Sean, up in Gander Mountain this week as well, too, but up in Lakeville, Minnesota.
Oh, nice.
Not Lake Mary, Florida. So I'll be up there at the Gander Mountain Academy Wednesday.
Nice.
And returning back Thursday. So it'll be a great time. We've got a lot of work to do up there as well. So, hey. Well, I hate to wrap the show up, but we have another. You got some information on Ken's book, don't you? What is it?
Oh, you know, I have to send that to you on email. I had his website, but I lost it. So,
well, we'll give it out next week.
Yes,
then, okay?
We'll definitely have it next week.
The book
week.
Is Training at the Speed of Light.
Yes.
Training at the Speed of Light
and you can
by
do,
Ken Murray.
And you can do a Google with the title and his name, and it'll pop right up.
Did you hear that, Hal? Google. G-O-O-G-L-E. Search for the facts before you send me an email. Otherwise, we'll pick you apart. Next time you think that Obama isn't subverting the Second Amendment, do your homework, will you? Take a look at the judges. Incredibly important. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Armed American Radio, what a great name for a radio show. Sean, a pleasure as usual. We'll see you next week. Remember,
absolutely,
carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, ever. Never be caught outside your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Walmart.
We go, the horse is the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.